Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to get under some blankets, hear from Billy Basquet, have a peach of a set, celebrate the birthday of Edward Eliscu, and listen to this past week in recording history. For this first segment, we're going to wrap up in some blankets, and next segment, I'll tell you why. Here's John Robinson and his Varsity Vagabonds.
By chance, and through the yearning we found our romance in dreams, neath a blanket of stars. I can't forget that night with its one mad thrill, bringing a wild delight as my poor heart stood still. We swore to cherish the moments we'd known, but you've forgotten and I'm left alone to dream. A blanket of stars. Thank you.
With a hot dog, a blanket, and you. There's our team in action. Now I'll get satisfaction from a hot dog, a blanket, and you. Gee, what a sight, oh, what a fight. Look at the fullback go. Boy, what a play, he'll get away. Hold that tiger. Gee, I'm feeling silly. Please pass the pick-a-lily. With a hot dog, a blanket, and you.
What kind of a school do you think that we've got? If I had my way, you'd be put on the spot. Now, here is a cheer that has plenty heart, so give him everything you've got. The only way to make us cheer is give us back our pre-war beer.
Gene Cardos and his orchestra with a falsetto cheerleading by Joel Shaw, pianist in the band, and A Hot Dog, A Blanket, and You from October 23, 1931. The other cheerleader there was Gene Cardos himself. J. Fred Coots and Charles Newman wrote A Hot Dog, A Blanket, and You. Before that, it was Florence Case with Don Bester and his orchestra, who were under a blanket of blue on June 15, 1933. Last week, I played Learning, written by Jules Bufano, Sophie Tucker, and Jimmy Steiger, and mentioned that it was not to be confused with the 1934 Marty Symes, Al Nyberg, Jerry Levinson song Learning. Well, Under a Blanket of Blue was also written by Symes, Nyberg, and Levinson. We began this blanket set with John Robinson and his Varsity Vagabonds, a band which doesn't even appear in Rust's American Dance Band discography, and 'Neath a Blanket of Stars. The vocalist on that October 3, 1930 recording is unidentified, but 'Neath a Blanket of Stars was written by Chris Schoenberg, George Wagner, and Lee Harline. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Now, here's an example of how this show is put together. Last week, I had the pleasure of meeting and having dinner with Lloyd and Melissa, hosts of Sunday Swing Shift on KRVM in Eugene, Oregon. You can listen to their show online Sunday evenings at 8 Pacific at krvm.org. Anyway, Lloyd mentioned during dinner that there was another version of A Hot Dog, A Blanket, and You, but he couldn't remember offhand by whom. Turns out the Hoosier Hotshots recorded it on September 14, 1938. I don't have a copy of their version, which is why I played the Gene Cardos version last set, and in fact that's how that blanket set came about. And in looking up the Hoosier Hotshots discography, I came across a song called Hoosier Sweetheart, composed by Billy Basquette, so that's how this Billy Basquette segment came to be. Here's Johnny Johnson and his orchestra. Thank you.
know what that spells, mighty river. Oh, if I miss that boat, I know I can float, mighty river. Journey's over. Oh, the one I adore is watching the shore of mighty river. That spell, mighty river. Oh, if I miss that boat, I know I can float that mighty river. Mile by mile, I'll paddle my own canoe. I'll be in heaven when my journey's over. Oh, the one I adore is watching the shore of mighty river.
Thank you.
have four from the pen of Billy Basquet, born October 20th, 1884, in Henderson, Kentucky. We started off with Johnny Johnson and his orchestra in 1927 with Charles Murray vocalizing on Hoosier Sweetheart, written with Paul Ashe and Joe Goodwin. Next, it was Frankie Quartrell and his Melody Boys and Heartbroken Strain from December 5, 1924. Frankie Quartrell was trumpeter in Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra in the early 20s, but left to form his own band, and other than Heartbroken Strain, he made only three sides. That was followed by Chick Bullock on September 26, 1932, in Mighty River. And we finished up with one of only two songs I know of ever written about Picardy, an old province in northern France, Nighttime in Picardy. The other song is, of course, Roses of Picardy. That was the Garden Dancing Palace Orchestra, recorded by a Columbia Field unit on September 23, 1927. The violin solo you heard was performed by Miss Lillian Frederick, who directed the house band at the Garden Dancing Palace. The vocalist was Bill Dorick. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Just about 2 years ago, longtime faithful listener Rich in Illinois sent an email requesting Fred Waring's recording of Little Peach. At the time, I didn't have it, so instead I played Jack Stillman's version in a set of Peachy songs. Well, I now have a copy of Waring's Little Peach, so here's another Peachy set. It's a little late, Rich, but here are Waring's Pennsylvanians.
Peach could be. Little peach, little peach, you are ripe for love. I beseech you to fall for me. But the shy little peach nestles out of reach in a nest that is all her own. And I fear it is true that if you only knew, she's a peach with a heart of stone. Thank you.
trees across the fairway. The blossoms over there are telling us in their way we'd make a peach of a pear. The whole world seems to pause now, no sound upon the air. Just my heart calling yours now, we'd make a peach of a pear. There goes a lark winging high, he'll notify the summer sky to wear its new blue suit for us. All nature seems to root for us, and who are we to cross 'em? It wouldn't be quite fair. Beneath that orange blossom, we'd make a peach of a pear.
We began that peachy set with Waring's Pennsylvanians, with Fred's brother Tom Waring providing the vocal on Little Peach from April 2nd, 1925. Little Peach was written by Sigmund Romberg and Arthur Wimperis, who you will recall from last week's show wrote Somewhere. Next, it was Ben Burney and All the Lads, June 4th, 1930, and A Peach of a Pear. A Peach of a Pear was composed by Richard A. Whiting with the lyrics by George Marion Jr. for the 1930 Paramount picture Follow Through. We finished up with Joseph C. Smith's orchestra in a little medley, When You've Picked Up Your Basket of Peaches and 6 times 6 is 36. That's from the first in 1917 of a series of Broadway musical reviews called Hitchy Coo, with the others from 1918, 19, and 20. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, April 2nd, marked the birth in 1902 in New York City of lyricist, playwright, producer, and actor Edward Eliscu. After graduating from the City College of New York, he began performing in Broadway plays, including The Racket and Quarantine. In 1929, he produced the score for Great Day with composer Vincent Eumanns and co-lyricist Billy Rose. Other of his Broadway scores include The Street Singer, Lady Fingers, Meet the People, and The Banker's Daughter. He also contributed to the reviews The Garrick Gaieties, The Little Show, and The 9:15 Review. Beginning in 1930, he contributed songs to more than 40 film scores, most notably Carioca from the 1934 Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers picture Flying Down to Rio, for which he won an Academy Award nomination for Best Song. As a playwright and screenwriter, his screenplays created the films The Gay Divorcee, Three Husbands, and Out of the Blue. He died in Newtown, Connecticut on June 18, 1998. With collaborators including Jay Gorney, Gus Kahn, John Green, and Vernon Duke, he wrote hits such as Happy Because I'm in Love, Music Makes Me, Orchids in the Moonlight, Meet the People, A Fellow and a Girl, They Cut Down the Old Pine Tree, and these.
If you're really the kind who loves, then you'll part with it too, the way that you forgot your gloves. Thank you.
whether you remain or wander, I'm growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you don't succeed, wouldn't I be glad to take you, give you the break you need. More than you know, more than you know, man of my heart, I love you so. Lately I find you're on my mind, more than you know. Whether you're right, whether you're wrong, man of my heart, I'll string along. You need me so, more than you'll ever know. Loving you the way that I do, there's nothing I can do about it. Loving may be all you can give, but honey, I can't live without it. Oh, how I'd cry, oh, how I'd cry, if you got tired and said goodbye. More than I'd show, more than you'd ever, ever know.
Thank you. Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would be deserted now. That field of corn would never see a plow. Darkie's born, but he's no good no how. Without a song, I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know the Jordan will roll, I'll get along as long as a song strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song.
For listener art, there's a bit of early Bing with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and Without a Song from October 9, 1929. Vincent Humans wrote the music and Edward Eliscu wrote the lyrics with Billy Rose. That's from his first Broadway score, Great Day, which included More Than You Know, which we heard there by Libby Holman from a Brunswick 78 waxed in December of 1929. We began our tribute to Edward Eliscu with Bill Carlson and his orchestra and You Forgot Your Gloves, recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin in August of 1931, and issued on the New York Recording Laboratory's Broadway label. It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Billy Murray.
Timbo Sambo, and they say this little Tambo steals her heart away. When they hear her pretty lingo, they fall for this dark-skinned bimbo. Anyone who's been to Timbo has this much to say. I'm going back to Timbo Sambo, find this little Timbo Sambo. She's the sweetest honey lambo that you have ever seen. When this bimbo starts to dance to tom-tom melodies, why, she just shakes the coconut and fruit right off the tree. No one knows how much I am both crazy about this little Tambo. I'd live in a hut of bamboo if she'd settle down. Oh, I love her and she loves me. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, oh, gosh, oh, gee. Oh, I don't give a dimbo for any other bimbo in Jimbo Jambo Town. The men in Jimbo Jambo rave about this little Sambo, but the women gab and gamble every time they meet. Over fences made of bamboo, how this little maid they slamble. Though they pan this pretty Tambo, still she can't be beat. I'm going back to Jimbo Jambo, find this little Simbo Sambo. She's the sweetest honey lambo that you have ever seen. All they do is sing and dance, it's just a land of joy. I've heard gray-haired daddies holler, Ma, come get your boy. No one knows how much I am both crazy about this little Tambo. I'd live in a hut of bamboo if she'd settle down. It don't cost much to keep a wife, a palm tree dresses one for life. Oh, I don't give a dimbo for any other bimbo in Jimbo Jambo Town. This way, step this way to the big arena. Of course you remember La Belle Fatima. Wait till you see Simbo's movements, everyone with late improvement. Friends at shimmying, she's a master. She'll shake off a porous plaster. She's imported, hot Tabasco. Ah, make way, yokels. Here she comes. Not much style, not much speed, but boy, she shakes a wicked weed. Oh, I don't give a dimbo for any other bimbo in Jimbo Jambo Town.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with Billy Murray and a record I don't believe I've played on the show before, Jimbo Jambo, from April of 1922. Jimbo Jambo was written by Nat Vincent, Billy Frisch, and Billy Houston. That was followed by Jack Purvis and his orchestra in a Jack Purvis composition, Dismal Dan, recorded April 3, 1930. Next, it was John Sylvester and his orchestra with the subcredit formerly original Indiana 5 and Clearinghouse Blues from a Perfect 78 waxed around April 4th, 1924. We finished up with the original Memphis Melody Boys with the vocal by Billy Myers and Wonderful Dream. That Jeanette 78 was recorded in Richmond, Indiana on April 2nd, 1923. I'm Glenn Robison and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.